So Jesus said that my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it. Very important, very special, just one sentence, but it says so much to us. To hear the word of God and to act on it. Who has ever heard the word obey or obedience? Do we know what that word means? That's what this means, is to hear. So when your parents or your teachers or the principal or the priest says something, we listen to it. And then when we follow what they say, that's what obedience means. It's two parts, to hear and to do. And so he says that who are my mother and my brothers are the ones who hear and act on the word of God. And so how do we hear the word of God? We hear the word of God in the scriptures, in the Bible. We hear the word of God in the commandments. And that responsorial song was all about the commandments. We said, guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. We heard about the way of the Lord, the law of the Lord, the precepts, the ordinances, the law, the commandments. All of these words to help us understand how we hear the word of God. So in the scriptures, in the Bible, in the commandments, in the rules that your parents set for you and to teach you how to be good boys and girls, good sons and daughters, good disciples, good Christians. We hear in the rules at school that when we have rules that help us learn how to act and behave well, these are all ways that we're listening to God's voice. And so it's two parts, to listen, to hear it, but then to do it. And those of us who do that, we become and we are brothers and sisters to Jesus. You know, when there's a baptism, the priest or the deacon, when we baptize the baby, at the very end, we say something. We say, this son, we talk to the parents. We say, this son or daughter of yours is now called a child of God, for so indeed they are. It's when we are baptized that God welcomes us into his family. And because of that, we have the ability, we're able to hear God's voice, not just as some words on the page or just some rules that are on the teacher's board, but we hear it as the voice of God. And through our baptism, we receive grace. And when we receive the Holy Eucharist, we receive grace. When we pray, when we go to confession, we receive grace. Grace helps us to hear God's voice better. And the better we can hear his voice, the easier it is to do it. And so it's very simple. It's not always easy to do the right thing, but the right thing is pretty simple. We simply have to listen to God. And sometimes we don't hear his voice like you're hearing my voice. But we can hear our teachers, we can hear our parents, we can read the words of the Bible, we can follow the commandments. These are all the ways that we hear God's voice. And we always want to pray for that grace, pray for the power, pray for the strength to follow God's will in everything. And when we do that, this is when we truly are brothers and sisters with Jesus, which means we're part of his family. So let's pray for that grace, pray for that power, that strength to always hear God's voice and to say yes as we follow him. Because when we follow his voice every day, one day we will be with him in heaven forever. That's what's called being a saint. Let's pray for that grace. Amen.